Okay, my friends, so today we are talking about the hedonic treadmill. And before you tune me the fuck out and you're like, girl, what the hell? This sounds like too much. I want you to hear me out. This is all about your happiness baseline. And we need to learn about this crap so we can, of course, deal with it and make our lives better. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Rethinking with Rosalba. My name is Rosalba, your unconventional life and success coach. In this podcast, my goal is to help you unlearn some limiting beliefs, negative mindsets, negative habits that you may have, and to rethink ways to improve those mindsets, goals, habits. That way you can prioritize your happiness, your passion, energy, and your overall well-being. I want to help you create a life you fucking love. So let's get into it. So first, let's get into the whole psychological concept behind this hedonic treadmill thing. It basically suggests that humans have a tendency to return to a stable level of happiness after experiencing like either positive or negative changes or events in their lives. I'm going to give you three examples, but just a quick one right now. Something that was studied when they were kind of setting this hedonic treadmill were lottery winners. So for example, people that had this like huge life change, like winning the lottery, even with all of that, they would eventually return to their base level of happiness, meaning the happiness from winning the lottery is fleeting, right? You always go back to your baseline. So that's just like a quick little kind of something that we can tie this into. Now, let me give you three examples that we actually experience in our real freaking lives, okay? So example number one, and again, we're talking about this hedonic treadmill, meaning, and also like the baseline of our happiness. So example number one, salary increases. I getcha. We've all been there. We all want more money. Who fucking wouldn't, right? But what was found, again, in studies was that often people experience a temporary boost in happiness when they receive a salary increase, but that initial happiness fades, right? That makes sense, right? So what happens is they tend to desire an even higher salary and an even higher salary, right? It keeps kind of going. Or they tend to add like additional materials or possessions, they acquire additional like material shit, you know what I mean? To maintain or increase that level of happiness, which is like perpetuating the cycle of wanting more and wanting more and wanting more. Now, I'm not saying wanting things is bad. By all means, I am not saying that. But when we're on a cycle of wanting more and more and more and more, that's where it can kind of become a little bit dangerous to us and our happiness. So that's one example we always go through. We fucking all want a salary increase, right? Okay, let's talk about example number two, which is possessions, right? We were kind of touching on that a little bit anyways in the last example. So let's say, for example, someone wants to get a new car. So this is not a salary increase, not monetary. This is just someone wants to get a new car. It's their car. It's the car of their dreams. You know, initially, they may experience a hit of excitement, right? They're feeling themselves like, you know, you got the thing. You feel fucking awesome. However, as time passes and the novelty of this freaking car wears off, the car just becomes another part of everyday life, another part of, you know, just a regular ass daily routine. And some people may even start to focus on flaws of the car, right? Or even start desiring a newer version of that to regain some sort of like of their initial excitement, right? You're trying to kind of grasp at that initial feeling of excitement that you had. So we're like in search for that, right? Now, I personally do this not with cars, but with tech. Like, yo, I'm sorry, but Apple, that motherfucking company has a chokehold on me. The moment a new product comes out, I immediately feel like I need it. I don't need it. It's shiny object syndrome. I absolutely don't need a new MacBook, a new iPhone, a new nothing. But you know, I feel like not necessarily that it'll bring me happiness, but just, yeah, it'll make me kind of happy for a second. So I have to keep myself in check with this. Actually, the whole family keeps me in check when a new Apple product comes out. And I'm like, of course I need this in order to like survive. But, you know, obviously not for real. So, all right. So that's how we experience it with salary increases, right? Most of us usually want more money. And that's how we experience it with material possessions, because sometimes we tend to buy shit in order to, again, increase our happiness, but that's fleeting. Okay, now let's get into example number three, which is relationships. And we've all been here in the early stages of romantic relationships. We're talking about those. What do? It's filled with passion. It's filled with infatuation. It's filled with fucking happiness. Now, there are these chemical reasons that this is happening, of course, but as the relationship progresses, it becomes more like familiar, that euphoria that you have kind of dips. Couples at this point start taking each other for granted or become accustomed to each other's presence, right? So there's like a decrease in that intensity of positive emotions. In some cases, this dip that happens can lead to a person like, I don't know, seeking like a new romantic relationship, a new sexual relationship, a new partner, right? Like they want the relationship high that you get at the beginning of the relationship. So oftentimes this is called like the honeymoon stage, right? Where everything's going well, everything's super passionate, fun, exciting. And a lot of time, especially in this dating world, you know, you kind of, when that phase is over, because it's fleeting, you kind of move on and hop on to the next thing. Again, chasing that happiness that you had, right? So we've experienced this in relationships as well. So again, it's like, despite all the new and shiny things, you're going to always return to that baseline of happiness. And that's what I want you to think about. And that baseline of happiness can vary from person to person. It's influenced by a ton of shit. That happiness baseline is influenced by like genetic predispositions. It's influenced by personality traits that we could have, our upbringing, of course, like life experiences that we've had, or like sociocultural factors. Some people have a naturally higher base level of happiness. And honestly, some people have a lower base level of happiness, okay? Here's why it's important to know about this hedonic treadmill, right? And ways it can improve our lives. So first off, it can help us manage our expectations, okay? So like, helping remind us that material possessions or career success or external circumstances can bring temporary happiness, but are not long-term fulfillment, okay? It's not something that sustains, okay? It can also help us focus on more experiences. So instead of rolling through life pursuing the material shit that provides us a temporary boost, right? When we focus on experiences, and I've talked about this in the past, experiences that are meaningful, that lasts longer. Not the fucking new car that you want, that you've been waiting for and wanting for a long time, but a genuinely positive, feel-good experience. I spoke about this in a previous episode. 2023 was one of my best years, and not for any accolades I've got, not for financial reasons, not for anything, aside from the experiences that were embedded in it. So knowing your happiness baseline and about this hedonic treadmill, it can also help us focus more on experiences rather than the material shit. Okay, next up is gratitude. I am always going to bring this bad boy up. Gratitude. Oh my God. It's like in every freaking conversation I have. Gratitude flat out counteracts this hedonic treadmill. Let's talk about why. Because we're asked to appreciate what we have instead of constantly striving for more, right? It's not wrong to strive for things, right? But we need to really keep ourselves in check with what we're striving for and why we're striving for that, okay? So gratitude can help shift our focus from those fleeting, right? The things that go away, those fleeting pleasures, to recognizing the fucking abundance that we already have in our lives, okay? And how can we practice that gratitude? It's about being in the moment, being mindful, being present, being aware of your thoughts and emotions, soaking in those experiences that I was talking about before, and letting yourself genuinely experience joy. We, as I've said in the past, do not provide ourselves opportunity to feel joy. Like, we just don't. So that's something else that it helps. Gratitude counteracts this hedonic treadmill. Now, The hedonic treadmill also helps us in setting meaningful goals. And I say this all the time as well. Sometimes we set goals that are super superficial. They're societal. We need to really set goals that are aligned with our own values and that contributes, these goals that contributes to a sense of purpose and fulfillment for us. When we set goals based off other people's opinions and so on and so forth, they're not aligned with us. So they tend to not mean shit. So it's a waste of time when working on them. So it's very important to be intentional with your goals and make sure they're aligned with you. So understanding this base level of happiness is crucial. It really highlights the idea that pursuing these external sources for happiness like wealth and fame and material shit, they only provide us boost, okay? Like little short-term boost of happiness. Long-lasting, sustainable well-being comes from the intrinsic shit, like social connections and, like I mentioned before, meaningful activities and personal growth and a sense of purpose. So I want you to self-reflect for a hot second. I want you to think about, are you on this treadmill? I want you to think about, are you focusing right now on external factors for happiness? And if so, what external factors are you focusing on? What are the shiny things that you're depending on to make you happy or that you're waiting on to make you happy? You know, this weird scientific treadmill reminds us that true happiness, true happiness is not dependent on, it's not dependent on outside shit, achievements. It's not dependent on any of that. Instead, it's really dependent on your mindset, on your relationships, and the way we choose to live our lives. So focusing on our well-being, gratitude, goals, mindfulness, this will make our lives feel dope. Like, really. The other shit kind of doesn't, or kind of doesn't for a long time. You know, short, it's fleeting, like we said. So my ask of you in this episode is to break free from this cycle of this hedonic treadmill, right? Hop off of this shit and create a life where the real shit actually matters. Focus on that. That is where your happiness baseline will just increase and it'll just stay at a dope level, longer lasting, all right? So self-reflect on that. And hop off this motherfucking treadmill if you're on it. Well, that's a wrap from me. Hopefully you got something from this episode. You took something away. Don't forget to check out my socials because I'll give you more tips on there. And if you got something from this, share it with a friend. All right, I'll catch you next time.